Bank of Cardiff, this is Kyle.
Hey, I just missed a call.
Yeah, is this Cody or Ben?
Cody.
Hey, Cody, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. I was working with Young Farms Machinery, and I was trying to get you guys an approval over there for that Ford 6600.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Do you have a second to chat here?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. I just wanted to ask you
free
a couple...
at the moment.
Okay, nice. Yeah, they just sent me over your application. They wanted me to see what I could do to get you an approval. So, I guess you're looking at that, bringing on the Ford 6600 with that loader, right? It's a 2x2 or something like that? Okay.
Yeah, it's 2x4.
Two by four. Okay, nice. And then, I guess, are you guys adding or replacing that over there?
What is it, the tractor?
Yeah, are you guys, is that like a complete new one, or are you guys just replacing one you already had?
Well, we have one, sold it, and it was junk, which it was junk anyway, it blew up, and we needed a new one to get going again.
Okay, nice. And is this one brand new, or is it used?
It's used.
It's used? Okay, and how many hours on that, do you know?
I did not look at it. They were supposed to be low hours on it.
Low hours? Okay, no worries, I just...
If you send a tractor to an auction, the reason why we went on with the deal on it, because that tractor's cheap.
Yeah,
up here
definitely.
Where we're at, if you send it to an auction, the tractor's worth $12,000, $13,000.
Oh, no way. Okay. Yeah, and so you guys are getting it for $8,500, right?
Eight.
Looks like?
Yeah, $8,500.
Yeah, that's a hell of a deal then, really.
That's about it.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. So is this newer one you guys are looking at? It's a little bit more efficient than the one you guys just got rid of?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
It's a bigger tractor. It's going to do more than what we needed. That's what we needed, really.
Okay.
What we had, it was too little.
Okay, so this will be able to get the job done and a little bit more than it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, right on. And is Ben your brother or your dad? Or
my brother.
Brother? Okay. So are you guys going to have to bring on anybody new to operate it, or are you guys just running it yourself?
No. We run it ourselves. We don't let nobody else on our equipment. Every time we do something, it gets tore up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, understandable. Smart way to go there. Okay. And you guys, how long have you been in business over there?
Well, we've been doing it all of our life.
Okay. And then what is the name of your business, actually? I don't have that down here.
What, our farm?
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's your farm, yeah. Do you guys have a name for it?
It's Cedar Mountain Farms.
One more time, you kind of broke up right there.
Cedar Mountain Farms.
Oh, Cedar Mountain. Okay, cool. Right on. So is it like kind of like a family-owned farm then? Your parents pass it down to you guys?
What is it?
Okay, nice. All right, so... Okay, no worries.
We got kids and they're screaming.
No worries at all, man. I understand that.
All right, I'm out here now. I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
Yeah,
and
my dad
then...
bought the farm probably, I don't know, 8-9 years ago, and which we ran it, and which are kind of lease stuff, but we got to have another tractor to go on and do what we got to do.
No, definitely understandable. And then, so what kind of farm is it? Dairy farm? Are you guys agriculture or
cattle?
Cattle. Okay, nice. Yeah, actually, right where I grew up, we had a cattle farm right down the road from us. We used to go over there all the time, playing all the stuff they used to have. A bunch of cool stuff.
Big
over
money
there.
In it.
Yeah, really, there is. I know at one point he was looking at selling over there down the street from us, and. Well, there's a pretty high price on that. I was pretty shocked when I first heard a few million bucks there.
Oh, my God. I'll sell mine. No, they might be the right price.
Of course, anything's for sale for the right price, right?
brand new house on it, brand new pole barn.
Well, that's awesome. How many? And you guys raising a family over there, sounds like you got some kids, too, huh?
Yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. That's a cool way to be. All right, and then, so do you have, like, a deadline when you need this tractor by, or are you just looking to have it as soon as possible, really?
As soon as possible, really. I mean, we need it ASAP.
Gotcha. Yeah, especially since you, the one you got rid of, was that your only other one, or do you have something else to get you by
right
now?
Yeah, that was our other one.
Okay. All right. And so I'm assuming since you're working with the Youngs over there, you guys already have the quote and invoice all ready to go and lined up and whatnot, too?
Everything's ready to go. It was $8,500 right out the door.
Yeah, all righty. And then would you, just to kind of put a number on it to see how soon it pays itself off, what's your kind of return on your investment on this tractor, would you say?
In a year.
In a year? Oh, nice. So that's
hopefully
really, really pretty good then. Sweet. So have you worked with the Youngs before? Have you got anything from them recently?
Yeah, we've been out there before. What's there? A Mahindra dealer.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm not a real big fan of Mahindra, but I was walking around looking at the Mahindras because we was going to buy a new one.
Yeah.
So we was going looking around Mahindras, and I seen that Ford sitting there, and I said, that's it right there.
Yeah, that's a
job of mine.
Nice. Are you a Ford guy too?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. I have a 1979 F-150 long bed that was my dad's when he first got married to my mom. It's pretty pretty cool. We were able to keep it in the family, especially with that old body
style.
Yeah, I've
got a couple of them.
Oh, no, I bet, yeah.
That's all we run.
That's, yep. It's first on race day right there. That's what I like to think.
I just found on road dead. I don't see it that way.
No, neither do I. I see him towing those.
I ain't never been excited.
Yeah, no, me either. So, it's a good thing. All right, and then have you looked into financing anywhere else yet?
Not really. They said that they've never really dealt with y'all yet, and it'd be the first time. I said, well, we'll try them.
Awesome. Yeah, well, no worries. We'll get you all set up over here, hopefully. It sounds like we shouldn't have too much of a problem. And who do you guys bank with over there for your farm equipment? And
U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank. You guys have a pretty good relationship with them?
Yeah, decent.
Decent. Okay. Do you guys, like, have a line of credit through them or anything else like that?
Not right now.
Not right now? Okay. Do you have any other open loans out?
I've got one on my truck.
Oh, okay. That's no big deal. But anything like capital loans or anything like that?
No.
Okay. Cool. Well, that'll work nicely then. Have you ever looked into doing capital at all?
Not really?
Okay. Yeah, just thought I'd bring it up. We do offer that over here as well. It's like a working capital program where we can do like unsecured cash. Just thought I'd mention that here real quick in case you ever run into that down the line or anything like that. All right, cool. Well, I guess to begin or to wrap this up, actually, how would you rate your credit, you think?
Hell, I couldn't tell you what it is.
Okay, would you think it's like average, possibly, or good, bad? I mean, it's no big
probably
deal either way.
Average.
Average? Okay, cool. Well, we got programs over here.
I usually don't go through credit. I'll pay cash for everything.
Oh, yeah, so you probably shouldn't have any problem then. What's the difference this time? Just looking to finance instead of having to use all your money up?
Well, we ain't got the extra money right now, and I was like, well, if we finance it, then we pay it off quicker or whatever.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
We're just going to find where this tractor's, it's nickel and dimed us.
Yeah, exactly, and you need one yesterday, basically, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week.
Yeah, exactly. So no, we have a really fast process over here. So really, if all goes well, we should be able to get you that tractor in the next couple days. All right, and so it's probably going to be a pretty big problem if you aren't able to get this tractor too. Then it sounds like, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, at least it's yeah, I know you guys are in a bind over there, but at least it's gonna pay itself off here pretty quickly, though. It sounds like with the money it should bring you guys in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the first year to pay it off, but if it don't, it'd be in the second.
Okay, and also too, I thought I mentioned we also offer a prepayment bonus. So instead of like docking you if you pay it off early, we actually help you out and give you discounts there too, which is nice.
Well, so, what I was going to do, if y'all finance it, or if you want to do on like a 60-month type deal, I'm not really into that, but we're going to double our payments to pay it off quicker.
Okay. What were you looking to do, you think?
At least give me 3 years, and if I can't, I'm going to try to get it off in the first year, but if I can't, then
okay,
it'll be in the second year, hopefully.
Yeah, well, of course, our equipment program works like anyone else's over here. It's just pretty standard. So it's a used piece of your tractor's used, so of course we have no problem there. We do both new and used. And then what I was going to say is Really, it's typically monthly payments, anywhere from 2 to 5 years. So anywhere in that between there, we'll start you off and see if we get you on a 3 or 4 year term there for you. And
yeah, whatever. I mean, if you can get it the cheapest right now, and then we can pay it off as quick as we can. That's the best way.
Perfect. I'll put that down here. Just trying to get a better idea of what really makes sense for you guys over here, because what we do is we kind of do it case by case, you know, get a feel for what you guys are looking to do, and then make sure we set you up with a program that really makes sense for your business, you know, not just trying to make the sale and all, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I got your application sitting right here in front of me, so that's a good start. Do you think you might be able to get me 6 months of your most recent bank statements and a tax return for the business?
Yeah, if he can get one, hell, I don't know. I have to talk to him. It's my brother.
Okay. You think you might be able to get in touch with him and see if we could do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's a good email for either you or him, and I could shoot you guys up with a list?
Have him send it to you or something.
Okay.
I cannot tell you what it is.
Okay, no worries. Well, how about this? You have my number down there. This is your cell phone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, you have my number down there. If you want to go ahead and get in contact with Ben's his name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get in contact with Ben, give him a call and let him know what's going on and see if he can get in contact with me, and I can shoot him over the rest of the stuff we need to get this ball rolling and get you the tractor as soon as possible.
All right, let me give him a call real quick.
Appreciate it. And either way, just give me a call and let me know what's going on.
All right, thanks.
All right, Cody. Yep, no worries. Have a good one.